This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 82 Biography of Sidney Kamlinger Dove, the Representative from California. General Information. Sidney Kamlinger Dove is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 37th Congressional District. She was born on July 20, 1972, in Chicago, Illinois, but has made Los Angeles, California, her home for most of her adult life. Kamlinger Dove is a member of the Democratic Party, known for her progressive stances on various issues. Early life and education. Sidney Kamlinger Dove was born into a family with a strong tradition of public service. Her mother, Joanne Kamlinger, was a community activist, which significantly influenced her early interest in politics and community involvement. Kamlinger Dove attended the University of Southern California, USC, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. Her time at USC was marked by active participation in student government and various political organizations, setting the stage for her future political career. After her undergraduate studies, she pursued a master's degree in arts administration from California State University, Dominguez Hills, further honing her skills in leadership and community engagement. Early career. Following her education, Sidney Kamlinger Dove began her career in the arts, working in arts administration and community outreach. Her work in this field allowed her to connect with diverse communities, understanding their needs and aspirations, which later informed her political agenda. Her transition into politics was marked by her role as a field deputy for Los Angeles City Councilmember Bernard C. Parks. This position provided her with first-hand experience in local government operations and policy implementation. Kamlinger Dove then served as the Director of Community Affairs for the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority, where she focused on improving public transit access and equity. Early career. Following her education, Sidney Kamlinger Dove began her career in the arts, working in arts administration and community outreach. Her work in this field allowed her to connect with diverse communities, understanding their needs and aspirations, which later informed her political agenda. Her transition into politics was marked by her role as a field deputy for Los Angeles City Councilmember Bernard C. Parks. This position provided her with first-hand experience in local government operations and policy implementation. Kamlinger Dove then served as the Director of Community Affairs for the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority, where she focused on improving public transit access and equity. Election history. Sidney Kamlinger Dove's political career took a significant leap when she was elected to the California State Assembly in 2018, representing the 54th District. Her campaign focused on education, housing, and criminal justice reform, resonating well with her constituents. In 2020, she was re-elected to the Assembly, further solidifying her position and influence within the state's Democratic Party. Her ascent continued when she won the special election for California's 37th Congressional District in 2022, following the resignation of the incumbent. This victory marked her entry into national politics, where she could influence policy on a broader scale. Political stances. Sidney Kamlinger Dove is known for her progressive policies, particularly in areas like criminal justice reform. She advocates for reducing mass incarceration, ending cash bail, and promoting restorative justice practices. On education, she supports increased funding for public schools, especially in underserved communities, and has pushed for policies that address educational equity and access to higher education. In terms of housing, Kamlinger Dove has been vocal about the need for affordable housing solutions, advocating for rent control measures and policies to prevent gentrification and displacement in Los Angeles. She is also a strong proponent of environmental justice, focusing on reducing pollution in minority communities and advocating for green jobs and sustainable urban development. Healthcare is another critical area for Kamlinger Dove, where she supports initiatives like Medicare for All, aiming to ensure universal healthcare coverage. Her stance on immigration includes calls for comprehensive immigration reform, protection for DACA recipients, and pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Internationally, she has expressed concerns over human rights abuses and has supported movements for democracy and freedom around the world. Sydney Kamlinger Dove has garnered significant support from her constituents in California's 37th Congressional District due to her deep roots in community activism and her commitment to social justice. Her background as a community organizer and her involvement in local politics have given her a unique perspective on the issues that matter most to her district, which includes parts of Los Angeles. Her constituents appreciate her genuine connection to the community, which is reflected in her policies and advocacy work. One of the key reasons people support Representative Kamlinger Dove is her focus on education reform. She has been a vocal advocate for improving public education, pushing for better funding, and ensuring that schools in her district have the resources they need to succeed. This resonates particularly well in a district where education disparities are a significant concern. Her efforts to address these issues through legislation and community engagement have earned her a reputation as a champion for educational equity. Healthcare is another critical area where Kamlinger Dove has made her mark. Her advocacy for accessible and affordable healthcare, especially in underserved communities, has been pivotal. She supports policies aimed at reducing healthcare costs and expanding coverage, which directly impacts the lives of many in her district who struggle with medical expenses. Her work on these fronts has solidified her support among those who see healthcare as a fundamental right. Environmental justice is also at the forefront of Kamlinger Dove's agenda. Her district, like many urban areas, faces environmental challenges, from pollution to climate change impacts. She has been instrumental in pushing for green initiatives and policies that aim to reduce the environmental footprint while promoting sustainability. Her commitment to these issues not only addresses immediate concerns but also looks towards a sustainable future, which is a significant draw for environmentally conscious voters. Moreover, Kamlinger Dove's approach to criminal justice reform has won her many supporters. She advocates for systemic changes to reduce incarceration rates, improve conditions in jails, and provide better rehabilitation and reentry programs for former inmates. Her stance on these issues reflects a broader understanding of justice that goes beyond punishment to include rehabilitation and community safety. This perspective is particularly appealing in a district where criminal justice reform is a pressing issue. Lastly, her personal story of rising from community activism to political leadership resonates with many in her district. Her journey symbolizes the American dream of upward mobility through hard work and dedication to public service. Her ability to relate to the everyday struggles of her constituents, combined with her legislative achievements, makes her a relatable and effective representative. People support her because they see in her a reflection of their own aspirations and a fighter for their rights and needs. Sydney Kamlinger Dove, the representative for California's 37th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is her perceived disconnect from the constituents she represents. Many residents feel that Kamlinger Dove has not been sufficiently present or engaged in community issues, often appearing more focused on national politics rather than local concerns. This has led to a sense of alienation among voters who expect their representative to be actively involved in addressing the immediate needs of their district, such as housing, education, and local economic development. Her legislative priorities have also drawn criticism. Some constituents argue that Kamlinger Dove's focus on progressive policies does not align with the more centrist or conservative views held by a significant portion of her district. Issues like criminal justice reform, while important, are seen by some as less pressing than immediate local issues like crime rates, homelessness, and infrastructure improvements. This misalignment in priorities has led to a feeling among some voters that their voices are not being heard or represented in Congress. Another reason for the lack of support stems from her voting record on certain key issues. For instance, her votes on matters related to law enforcement funding and social justice reforms have been divisive. While some applaud her for taking a stand, others feel these decisions do not reflect the nuanced views of the district, where opinions on these topics can vary widely. This has created a divide, with some constituents feeling that she is pushing an agenda rather than representing the district's collective will. Moreover, There's a perception that Kamlager Dove lacks transparency and accountability. Her communication with constituents has been described as sporadic, with town halls and community meetings often lacking in substantive dialogue or follow-up. This opacity in how decisions are made and how she represents her district's interests has fostered distrust. People want to see clear, tangible results from their elected officials, and when these are not forthcoming, support wanes. Lastly, her campaign funding sources have raised eyebrows. There's a concern among some voters that her financial backers might influence her legislative decisions, potentially prioritizing the interests of donors over those of her constituents. This issue of potential influence peddling or conflict of interest, even if not proven, casts a shadow over her integrity and commitment to serve without external pressures. In summary, the lack of support for Sydney Kamlager Dove can be attributed to her perceived disconnect from local issues, misalignment with district priorities, controversial voting records, lack of transparency, and concerns over campaign financing. These factors contribute to a growing sentiment among some in California 37 that their representative might not be the best fit for their needs and aspirations. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.